At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Big Blue Breakdown. This is the Game Balls and Gassers edition for the New York Giants opening day 28-6 loss against the Minnesota Vikings at MetLife Stadium. I'm Paul Dottino. So on a day when the Giants celebrated the beginning of their 100th season of NFL football and honored their 100 greatest players of all time at halftime, the day was not so celebratory for the active roster. A difficult game, to say the least, for New York. They are now 1-7 in their last 8 regular season openers. We will start, as we always do, by going through the game balls. And on offense, we will go to rookie wide receiver Malik Nabers. On 7 targets, he had 5 receptions for 66 yards. He did have a drop. It was on a screen pass late in the first quarter. And again, to his credit, he was very mature about it after the game and expressed disgust at his one drop. Otherwise, he did feel he played pretty well in the game and understood that the Vikings played a lot of two-deep shell in their zone, and they were not going to give up big plays. Now, the good news for Nabers is that after that drop, on the next snap, he wound up catching a 25-yard pass down the left side to the Minnesota 35-yard line. That also happened to be a third-down conversion. The Giants would eventually punt on that drive. Part of the reason that it stalled was a penalty, which there were plenty of against the Giants on this day. In fact, 9 accepted penalties against Big Blue, and that is not an acceptable number. Now, later on, early in the third quarter, well, Nabers came up with another 25-yard catch down the left side. This also went down into Minnesota territory for a first down and a third down conversion to the Minnesota 40. This drive culminated in a Graham Gano field goal. So Malik Nabers, again, 5 catches for 66 yards with 2 25-yard grabs. He winds up getting the game ball for his first NFL action. And you know what? The Vikings were very much aware of him. Again, playing a lot of zone and a lot of deep zone in particular. The thing that I found interesting is that because it was a zone, he was finding room within the zone to get open and, you know, make some catches. Problem is, what the Giants really going to have to get from him is some yak yardage. Hopefully he's going to be able to break away and find some seams as they get more balls to him during the course of the season. All right, we go to the game ball on defense. This one is really easy, okay? It's got to be nose tackle Dexter Lawrence. For the game, he had 8 quarterback pressures, and considering Vikings QB Sam Darnold only threw the ball 24 times, that's a third of the time. Dexter Lawrence was a real man among boys. He played extremely well today, just didn't get enough help. The final totals, again, 8 pressures, 3 tackles, 1 sack, 1 tip ball, which, by the way, wound up culminating in an interception, and we'll talk about that in just a bit. And his play also enticed the Vikings to commit 3 penalties of the 7 that they were flagged for. That's a really good day's work for the veteran lineman. On Minnesota's first drive, they were 2nd and 9 from their own 16, and Dexter Lawrence ignited the sold-out crowd with a sack. Unfortunately, the Giants were not able to maintain that momentum during the rest of the game. Late in the third quarter, 1st and 10 from the Vikings 35, Lawrence tips a pass. We talked about that just moments ago. And Muasau, Giants rookie linebacker, Darius Muasau from UCLA, intercepted the ball in midfield. Made a really nice catch, too, as somehow he got back far enough, about 15 yards into the pass route, and there was double coverage on the receiver, and he reached up and he snagged the ball down. It was a 50-50 ball off of the tip, and Muasau was right there to make the catch. It was a sweet interception. I'm sure he's going to remember that one for a long time. So anyway, the defensive game ball goes to Dexter Lawrence, and that's not a surprise, quite honestly, because I would expect he's going to have a bunch of those during the course of the season. All right, on special teams, this game ball is really, really very easy. It goes to veteran kicker Graham Gonneau. Now, remember last year, late in the season, he had had a left knee injury. He tried to kick through it. It definitely impacted his play. He finally admitted to the fact that maybe, you know what, it's better to shut me down. So he did. And then during the whole offseason, you know, you were left to wonder, how is Graham Gonneau to come back? He's been in the league for more than a decade. You know, he's in his mid-30s now. Well, Graham Gonneau showed no worries. The first quarter, second drive of the game for the Giants, he bangs a 23-yard field goal. In the third quarter, on their first drive of the second half, he drills a 50-yard field goal. And oh yes, by the way, he was 3 for 3 on kickoff touchbacks. It's funny because I think this new kickoff rule, there was a lot of talk about, will coaches decide to tell their kickers to just punch the ball directly into the end zone where they would entice the kickoff returner to just take a knee and bring it out to the 30? Or would they just tell them, don't even bother with that, just kick it through the end zone and it's an automatic touchback to the 30? Well, there were some people who thought, well, maybe that's a little too much. Interestingly enough, someone from the league was telling me that the average start after kickoff this past year was actually the 28-yard line. So booming it for a touchback under the new rules brings it to the 30. You're only giving up an additional 2 yards to avoid the chance of a potential big play return. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but as I sit here, if I were a coach, I'd probably boom it and tell my guy, get me that touchback. 30-yard line is okay with me. Now, folks, this is probably a good time to remind you, the National Football League has told all of the teams that they reserve the right to tweak this rule during the course of the season as they see fit. If there is a preponderance of evidence that indicates the rule does need to be changed. And I know there's already been some discussion, as per some of the NFL officials I've talked to, that they're considering making the touchback the 35 because they're afraid too many coaches will just tell their kicker to use a cannon and kick that ball out of the end zone for the automatic 30-yard touchback. So that's kind of interesting as we discussed the Giants' game balls for the game in Minnesota.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, now we go to the gassers. And there's an awful lot to talk about here and an awful lot of candidates, but I think we've really narrowed it down as best as we possibly can. On offense, it's got to go to six-year quarterback Daniel Jones. He finishes 22 for 42 for 186 yards. He was sacked five times and suffered 12 quarterback hits. He threw two interceptions, including one pick six. And he ran the ball six times for only 15 yards. All right. Now, I get it. The Giants' offense committed five drops today. So his completion percentage should be better. But that really doesn't matter in this case. Because, quite honestly, the entire Giants team today was skunked. They did not play well in any way, shape, and form. All of their units really should share in the blame for this, well, how else can we say it? This very, very disappointing loss to a supposed middleweight team on opening day. And Jones is not to be excused from it. He played his worst game in a year. In fact, to be honest, if you wanted to go back and say the last time that Jones played a full game of this caliber, it would be last year's opener in 2023 against Dallas. And I looked it up. He threw for 104 yards that day and ran for 47 yards and was sacked seven times. And you folks know the Giants got badly beaten in that game too by an even worse score than they lost to the Vikings this time. This game was certainly right along those lines in every way, shape, and form, and specifically for Daniel Jones. All right, so let's go through some of the specifics. Yes, Minnesota played a soft shell, and they were committed with the Tampa 2 not to give up any deep balls. And we mentioned to you before that Neighbors had two 25-yard pass plays, and those were the two deepest plays of the day by the Giants offense. As for Jones, late in the third quarter, first and 10 from their own 17, and linebacker Andrew Van Ginkel, the edge rusher, coming off the edge. He's pretty much staying right there as he reads the screen to the Giants' right side. The pass from Jones was intended for Wandell Robinson. And as Van Ginkel made the athletic play by holding his ground at the edge, he picked off the pass and ran the other way 10 yards for a touchdown. And that was the end of the scoring with 4:22 left in the third quarter, a 28-6 Vikings lead at the time. And by the way, if the name Andrew Van Ginkel kind of stirs up some bad memories for you, they also stir up some bad memories for Daniel Jones. It was against Van Ginkel, the former Miami Dolphin, okay? The former Miami Dolphin, who injured Daniel Jones with a crushing hit last year in Miami. Bengeko, a couple of years ago when he was with Miami, played for Brian Flores before he took the defensive coordinator's job with the Minnesota Vikings. And that's why he brought the edge rusher to Minnesota this past offseason. Okay, back to Daniel Jones and why he gets the gasser as we continue our look through the evidence. Early in the fourth quarter, fourth and eight at the Miami 11. It is a 28-6 Vikings lead. And Jones goes over the middle looking for Darius Slayton. There are Vikings hovering in the end zone like sharks, and safety Harrison Smith in front of Slayton picks off the pass for the second interception of the day by the Vikings. Daniel Jones gets the Giants' offensive gasser for this game. All right, we go to defense. And perhaps I'm being a little, well, let's just call it what it is. I'm holding a lot of people accountable in one swoop. It's the Giants' defensive line, with the exception of Dexter Lawrence. We already told you that Dexter Lawrence is getting the game ball. Quite frankly, he played at a very high level throughout the course of the day. But the rest of the defensive line did not give the Giants much production. Quarterback Sam Darnold, 19 of 24 for 208 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception, which was deflected by Dexter Lawrence. Giants got one sack and two hits on the quarterback by Dexter Lawrence and by Kayvon Thibodeau. Sam Darnold has rarely looked this good during his NFL career. But he was as sharp as could be in this one. And the Giants just did not do enough to rattle him. Darnold hit his first 11 throws of this game, and it wasn't until 1:15 left in the first half that he finally threw an incompletion. He went into the locker room having hit seven different targets during the first two quarters of the game. And this particular drive that I'm going to cite in the second quarter was about as good as Sam Darnold could possibly look. Even in his wildest dreams, I don't know that he could do better than he did on this one. 11 plays, 99 yards. It was a 7-3 Vikings lead at the time. And this drive, which went for 6 minutes and 64 seconds, or check it, 6 minutes and 44 seconds, is a thing of beauty if you're a Sam Darnold fan. He was 7 of 7 for 98 yards on the drive, including a 9-yard touchdown pass to Justin Jefferson. And to be honest with you, let me go back here and take a look at the game book. I just could not believe what I was seeing. And I get it, right? I get it. He was a first-round draft pick out of USC by the Jets. There are still a lot of people who swear that Sam Darnold really has what it takes and that this is the system that's going to get him there. I'm sorry. I just don't see it. I think it was an aberration, and the Giants did not do enough to rattle him. Sam Darnold is a quarterback who needs to be hit. He needs to be rattled. He needs to be uncomfortable. And the Giants just did not do enough of that today. Again, on this drive, a 99-yard touchdown drive that made the score 14-3 in the second quarter. He goes 7 of 7 for 98 yards. And so I'm looking at the Giants' defensive front, except for Dexter Lawrence, and I'm saying you can't let Sam Darnold be that comfortable. And if you're not going to hit him and you're not going to sack him or pressure him, get your hands up. Clog the passing lane. Don't let him get a clean look at his receivers. And if you can, like what Dexter Lawrence did in the third quarter, you deflect the ball. And maybe something could happen, like when Darius Mewisau wound up with an interception. All right, that's our defensive gasser. Special teams gasser. Hate doing this, but got to. Punt returner Darius Slayton gets our special teams gasser for this game. Now, Gunnar Olszewski, it was announced in the press box before the game during pregame warmups, had injured himself and was a very late scratch. You'll recall he was attempting to come back from a groin injury. Perhaps that's what flared up before kickoff. Brian Daboll, the head coach, did not specify. Here's the deal with Slayton. He had never fielded a punt in his years with the Giants and had never fielded a punt during his collegiate career at Auburn. But he has been practicing regularly as one of the options as a punt returner during the course of training camp. Brian Daboll said he was our choice as the backup. So when Olszewski went down, Slayton got the call. Well, with 1 minute left in the first half, he allowed a punt to bounce around and land. And he muffed it after it bounced around. Dane Belton recovered it at the Giants 13. It was a 4th-and-1 from the Minnesota 35 when they punted the ball. So you knew the Giants would probably not get great field position. But things got worse when Slayton muffed the ball. And even though Dane Belton did recover it, again, at the Giants' own 13-yard line, that did not leave them in a very good way. Slayton on the day had the one muff and had one fair catch on his other punt. So that's the story. Our Big Blue Breakdown, game balls and gassers. We will have them for you 24 hours or before, maybe ahead of 24 hours, following every Giants game this season. Again, the Giants losing opening day to the Minnesota Vikings 28-6 at MetLife Stadium. We will be back again Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time with a live edition of the Big Blue Breakdown on the YouTube page of the New York Giants on SI Media Network. You'll have your chance to hit us up on the chat, or you can video call us. Come on, join us. Get on the screen. And if you don't want to, you can turn your screen off and we'll just take your phone calls. That's okay too. In any event, we will be back with you again Wednesday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the next edition of the Big Blue Breakdown Live. I'm Paul Dottino. We will see you then.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.